called the Psycho Chick. I was off stage. I was off stage for less than a minute when she appeared in the club's dark corner. Psycho Chick. She grabbed lapels, bit earlobes, whispered stories of Helen of Troy, rollerblading, and the joy of duct tape. Went to the bar, drank ramen yeti, supper face next and fingers for a while. Then we went to the car and we steamed up the window. And then we kissed. Then we kissed. Then we kissed goodnight. But of course, 3 days later, I committed the horrible crime of calling her back. Calling her back for more Helen of Troy, more duct tape. PSYCHO. 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 Psycho Chick. I told her she was a nice girl and that I enjoyed her company, and after cutting through the small talk, we agreed to meet again. Me and the Psycho Chick. I took her to see a country western band, bought her drinks and lit her cigarettes. We were the perfect couple. Men tipped their hats and women smiled with a friendly. But it wasn't too long before the PSYCHO. PSYCHO. The Psycho Chick began to laugh wildly, flicking cigarette butts at the band as they played Johnny Cash and Loretta Lynn. But I told her it wasn't polite to do that because, you see, they may take it as an act of disrespect and start trouble with me, because in the South, when a woman insults a man, they beat her boyfriend up. She rolled her eyes, lit another smoke, and told me I was pathetic. Then from under her skirt, she pulled out a switchblade and began to cut me up. First my ears, then my fingers, then my eyes. And then in 30 seconds, it was all over. There I lay on the floor, a pathetic pile of man bits. PSYCHO. 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 She was the Psycho. There's nothing like the PSYCHO. The band finished, the singer bowed, then he slowly too went to the club's dark corner, oblivious to the impending doom awaiting him in the form of the PSYCHO. PSYCHO. The Psycho Chick.